This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, it's a Tuesday morning, CliffCentral.com. What is happening, everybody? Are we ready for a big morning? A good start to our day? A good amount of happiness and enthusiasm and pace? I mean, it is still February, which is one of the better months of the year. It's also short. In fact, February ends... Is it tomorrow? It's tomorrow, yeah.
It's not a leap year.
Right.
So sorry, leap year babies. No birthday this year again.
Yeah. Oh. Shame. Well, it keeps them young.
Well.
They can get away with that stuff. Yeah, they can say
they've still got to endure 364 other days.
Yeah, that's true. But I say that if they miss that one birthday, then that makes them a year younger. Hey, morning, Mubs.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo. So Ben's back. Where were you and what did you get up to? People are very curious. They wanted to know.
Well, Gareth, delightful weekend just past the heart of Beersport Dam.
Heart of Beersport Dam.
Yeah,
I talked about it the other day.
Look, apart from the stop and go where you've got to be sort of chatty with three meth addicts because they're doing some road construction there.
And oh, right.
There's some proper like people who you can just see they've fallen off the wagon in life.
Oh, right.
And I don't know if they're sniffing the tar as well while they're at it. But yeah, you get to this little resort place, and it's just very cool.
Sounds good.
We bride. A lot of brying.
Did you have good weather? Because it was chilly over the weekend.
It was pretty cloudy and grim-ish, but it was always warm. And we actually did quite a lot of running. So Daniela, my girlfriend, is trying to do more running.
Oh.
So I'm kind of like supporting her with this by also running.
Not the best thing for the knees.
No, it's not. I don't have great knees. Yeah, like just soft jogging.
Okay.
And we did some soft jogging. And yesterday we played golf.
Very nice.
That was fun.
Very nice.
Saw monkeys and other strange animals. There was like a herd of wildebeest like on the fairway.
Well.
But just like actually just watching. Like they were like 10 meters from me just watching my shot.
Well, what else are they going to do?
No, but it just looked funny.
Imagine waking up as a monkey every morning. You really just, you've got a couple of priorities. Number one, don't get killed.
Yeah. Thankfully, there's no predators there for them to be killed.
Well, humans could kill them, you know. Well, humans are pretty stupid.
All the
and
humans
nasty.
There are so drunk and full of Briflace that they're not going to move very quickly.
Is that the capital of Briflace and drunkenness?
Well, look, this place is set in a valley, and there was that sort of Loftus haze. Yeah.
It's like the byproducts of Bronnevane. And then you've got to eat as a monkey.
Yeah.
So, I mean, watching a golf game is like a fun way for a monkey to spend its day.
I got this great video clip, and these wildebeest, they're just sitting, and they're just watching me hit my second into this par five, but they look like they're golf spectators, just chilling.
Well, they have a similar expression on their face to many golf spectators.
Exactly the same. Exactly the same.
So that blank kind of, what are we really watching here? How many shots were you counting?
Like quiet expectation.
Right, exactly.
And it is. And there was all kinds of other strange animal and buck and antelope. Yeah, it was quite something. It's cool.
Well, it was so quiet at the office yesterday. I got a lot of work done.
Friday, there was actually no one here.
Yeah, Friday
so
was
you
very,
all away?
Friday was very bizarre because we basically cleared out of the building and decamped to Lifestyle Home and Garden Center. And the only one left here was Aviwe, who's our intern.
It was the two of us.
And Ben.
And then the Renegade Report showed up.
Right.
Why were you here?
Because I had stuff to do.
So you didn't want to be part of the action at the Lifestyle Center?
Well, I wasn't going to go there and be antisocial. I'd rather just stay here and be antisocial.
but the point being that Ben is antisocial.
I get
it. No, it's like video editing is the most antisocial thing in the world.
But also you're antisocial. I mean, video editing aside.
I don't know why we're going to keep reminding people of that.
I get it, Ben. You and I, we drink from the same cup.
Yeah, of all the people in the whole world I wanted to work with, I've got the two most antisocial people on earth. They're terrific behind a microphone. Put them in the real world of actually having to interact with people.
No, I disagree. I think
the two of you.
That's bullshit.
No. The two
we're
of you.
Selectively care, social is a big
that's
difference.
That's the point. Is you can turn it on. I've seen both of you.
you turn it on.
No, you do. I mean, the two of you carry on about being antisocial, but I've seen you both having very good social skills. When you decide to, you can be very good at this. I think a lot of people are like that. It's something I've... You are... If you want to, my buddy, I've seen you. You're the life of the party. You have been before. You are the most fun. You can bounce around. You're like... You're like this energy bubble. You float around the room and everybody goes, oh, that's my buddy. And you're talking to everyone. When you turn it on, you don't want to, you don't.
It's just very stressful having to socialize unnecessarily.
Mm. Does it stress you out?
No, it is. I totally agree.
It's a great complete way of waste it. Of time, energy.
But you get stressed?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I do. A lot. And then I want to go home.
But like social anxiety stressed?
No, it's more like this is just annoying. I don't get anxious and I don't feel like I'm comfortable as a human being. I just feel it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Basically, if you two were animals, you'd be cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
you know, you get those people who are more like dogs. They kind of... They're always wagging their tail and like looking for a bit of attention and being very sweet and giving and, you know, that kind of thing. And then the cat people are more the ones that like, you know, I don't need this. I think I'd rather just sit here quietly.
But it's kind of funny because Mubs actually swats the sea like a cat to a small dog from time to time. You know, you see those memes where the cat just paws the dog in the face and just says no. Right. Or like, shut up.
Right.
That happens here.
Hey, we've got a new cabinet. Did you hear about it?
Ah. How many drawers? How many doors? What color is it?
I don't... Did he manage... Did Cyril cut down on the number of cabinet ministers?
Of course not.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
It was really a case of moving stuff around.
Yeah, rearranging deck chairs.
I think 13 got the chop, as in 13 from Zuma's previous cabinet no longer have cabinet perks.
Well, Fikile Mbalula last night looked like he was malfunctioning.
Yeah.
It looked
did
like
you see what he did?
Looked like people were literally pouring water on a circuit board. He was tweeting incoherently.
Yeah.
He was suddenly missed ANC.
Well, he's suddenly looking at a future where he no longer has any relevance. And this is what I predicted for him, three, 4 years ago, maybe even longer. I said, this guy's going to end up unemployed. There's nobody who would work with him. The only reason he exists, the only reason he has any prominence in our lives at all, is because he was there to effect kind of whatever Jacob Zuma wanted in various ministries. And he was almost like, it was a patronizing kind of appointment because he was the youth league guy before Julius. So President Zuma thought he was placating younger people in the ANC by having Fikile there. And he, you know, this guy was just hungry for attention. His oxygen was attention. And he suddenly tweeted, this must have been, around 9 o'clock last night, somewhere around there. President Ramaphosa, is with a capital I, going to announce in big letters, cabinet changes in a few hours. I have packed already, let's move on. I mean, that is malfunctioning.
But again, it's like, when do you think you're so important you need to announce your public service? Like, he broke it to a newspaper. It's like...
No, but he knows his constituency is Twitter. He reckons those 1.3 million people who he's got following him on Twitter, who were really just following because we want to laugh.
Well, that's just it. So now, just think, he's going to try and live this lit life, and the celebs are going to be like, sorry, no, you know, we don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Because none of the celebrities who he was friends with while he was minister have any use for him anymore.
Exactly.
This poor guy, I kind of feel sorry for him because we did call him the man child and all of that stuff. But that's what he is.
We speak the truth, Gareth.
Like out of all the, he's just a kid and I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because he should never have been put in a position where he was important. Because those people tend to really, it goes very badly when it doesn't work out for them. They tend to become bitter and twisted and they get angry with everybody, which isn't really, it's not something they can comprehend. There's no psychological ability to kind of make sense of the world for someone like him. But the others I'm really not sad about. I mean, we've got a couple of people. I was very pleased to see Nhlanhla Nene come back in, and I'm sure everybody would have been secretly and quietly applauding, if not out there and loud with their applause. Yeah, because this guy, I went and saw a speech, I told you, last year. He made a speech at an event I went to, and I was just, again, so impressed by this guy. He was forthright. He explained how he cared about the economy. He's not electric. You know, finance ministers shouldn't be.
Exactly.
You want a finance minister who, it's like you, if you choose a CFO for your business.
Or a personal accountant.
Right. You don't want that person to be a live wire. They've got to keep the books under control. They've got to be stern. They've got to be strict. They've got to be serious about the world. Because those numbers matter. And he, Nhlanhla Nene, will do a great job there, as he did before. And remember, he was the only reason that we knew that there was something seriously wrong was when the former president fired him. So he gets a chance to take off where he was before and hopefully fix the economy up, which I think would be amazing.
I do have a lot of respect for people who are prepared to go in after the room was left in shambles, and now it's their job to put it back together again, because, you know, citizens, I mean, we're stupid. We look at these guys and we think, yes, daddy, fix everything. But what happens if they can't fix it? You know, right. It's a tough ask.
Well, someone asked Nhlanhla Nene straight after he was appointed, are you happy? Are you excited? He said, no, I'm not happy at all.
Yeah.
I'm not excited. He said, this represents work. This is not something... He said, I'm not looking for, you know, fame, attention, money, or prominence here. I don't want power. He said, this is hard work. And now I've got to fix an economy that's in tatters.
Mm.
I mean, there was Malusi pretending to be Minister of Finance for a long time, and God knows what damage has been wrought to Treasury and to SARS. Tom Moyane is, by the way, he must be packing his office right now. There's another Gupta-captured person who's going to have to vacate. Tom Moyane.
Mm, well, we hope.
Anyway, so there are a couple of things that are worthy of discussion here, and I think a lot of people are talking about Didi Mabuza as deputy president, because people were saying, well, if he's deputy president, it proves that Cyril hasn't got the clout that he was hoping for in order to put his own candidate in there. So he just had to accept that it was Didi Mabuza, and that guy's a proper gangster. So our state is not clean. And this is why I keep saying to people, stop hoping government will solve your problems. It's not going to, no matter who's there. And Cyril can't do, or if you think Cyril's Jesus and you think he was going to come in and clean house, and what are you, dumb? You're dumb. You're naive. Like, the guy has got, he's got practical considerations. Everybody's going, oh, how could he keep Batabile Dlamini? I mean, she's the worst example of a public servant in history, in this country's history. I don't think... Post-94, there has ever been a minister that was more useless than Batabile Dlamini.
Well, sadly, Des van Rohe was never given the chance to win.
The reason I put her at the top of the list is because she could have very well done so much damage to the fabric of society. She was in charge of an important portfolio with social grants and all the rest of it. You know, poor people relied on her, and if they hadn't got their grant money, there could have been problems, major problems, unrest... You know, some serious social upheaval. Anyway, she's still there. You know why?
Because of some strategy?
Because she's got a constituency.
Women's League.
The reason you can get rid of Fikile is because nobody really supports him. There's no one. There's no huge group of people out there in the world who are busy going, Fikile, Fikile. They don't care that much about him. But Batabile's got the whole Women's League behind her. And even though we think that's a stupid organization mostly, and that they always seem to pitch up at the wrong occasions and they never stand up for the right things. I mean, we know about how many occasions in the last 3 or 4 years where the Women's League were quiet as a mouse when there were serious, egregious, harmful things that were being done to women. And they were quiet.
Or done to women by the ex-president.
Right. And they stood by him no matter what, like a good wife. And many people say that the Women's League needs some serious transformation because it's old women, you know. But those women vote for, they'll toe the line with Batabile. She's got some sway with them.
Mm.
So he can't, you know, Cyril can't just throw her out with the trash. He did throw out people like Faith Mutambi and Des van Rooyen and David Maslobo. And not a moment too soon. I mean, those people are just absolutely useless. So, all right, who did he bring in? Let's take a look at this quickly. We'll just go through it in case you've just woken up and you want to know. Because, yeah, we can get into the news just now, but this might be interesting to you. I'm just going to highlight some of the more...
Let's see, Gwede's back.
well, Greta's, this is Greta's first time in government. You know, and he's been taking, he's been ANC Secretary General. He's got an awesomely difficult portfolio to navigate here. He's got to manage mineral resources, which means he's got to sort out the mining disaster. And, you know, that's still very sensitive territory in the wake of Marikana. We had this idiot Musbenzi Zwani who's now out as well. And Greta has to sort that out.
So just hang on a second. So what does this mean for the Russians now?
Oh, it's no.
Because that's bad news. That was the that was the position they were looking at and going, that wasn't the plan.
I don't know that you can go back to the Russians and tell them that the script has changed. You know, Russians deal with people in a different way.
Yeah. Right now, Jay-Z's watching that movie Rock and Roller. That's a great example of what Russians do.
I see Derek Hanekom is back in. No, sorry, he's out, and Dogozile Xhosa is in as Minister of Tourism. Not that tourism really matters. That's one ministry.
Isn't she the new Minister of Sport?
Yes, she is. Dogozile.
What?
Is.
Am I reading this wrong?
No, Derek Hanekom's back in as tourism.
Oh, sorry, he is back in.
Yeah.
I wondered why he was there. Bongani Bongo's gone, and there's someone called Dipuo Letsatsi Duba, who's in as Minister of State Security. But here's the interesting one, right? In the presidency, Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma. In planning, monitoring, and evaluation. And she was just saying in Parliament the other day she was tired. She then denied it. But interesting that he brought her in. Like, there must be something going on there that we don't know, right?
I'm sure there's a lot we don't know.
Lindiwe Sisulu, I think, a good position for her international relations and cooperation, because that mate in Gwanamashabane was useless. They've moved her off to something else as well. She's got a portfolio, but God knows what it is. What is she doing?
Isn't it science and innovation?
Oh, my God. Is that what it is? Yeah, she's in rural development and land reform.
Oh, okay.
So, obviously, the president could give a shit about land reform. Because he's put that. She was.
Yeah, interesting that.
She was just dead quiet. So, you know, when he talks about land expropriation and all the rest of it, forget about it with her there. Nothing will happen.
Just putting a lame duck at something he doesn't actually care
that
about.
The next 5 years, if the EFF think anything's going to happen in land reform, they're insane. With her there, nothing's going to happen. So maybe what Cyril's doing by keeping her in is just saying, I don't care about land reform. Get on with it. Malusi Gigaba's been put back into Home Affairs.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that was he was the one who implemented that stupid idea of, you know, minors have to have their full unabridged birth certificate when they travel into the country. Do you remember? And it really kicked tourism in the teeth. So I don't know what he's doing back there, but I suppose they had to put him somewhere. The problem is, inside the ANC, these people are important. So the president has to be able to find a place for them, because in the ANC, they all carry some weight.
Well, Gareth, the Kendrick Lamar quote obviously saved him because woke Twitter was all about that.
Oh, really? They were into it?
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Somehow Nomvula Mokonyane survived as Minister of Communications, and she was a staunch Jacob Zuma fan. So she's now Minister of Communications, that's where Faith used to be, right? And then Mamuloko Gubai Ngubane, who's been moved to Science and Technology. Susan Shabangu is now Minister of Social Development instead of Batabile. And Naledi has been made Minister of Higher Education. Hong, hong, hong. But that's probably a good thing. I mean, Hlengiwe Mkhize hardly made, and we played that interview with Hlengiwe Mkhize yesterday, hardly made any dent there at all. And Blade is somehow back in there. Yeah, this guy's got some staying power, huh? This Blade Nzimande has managed him and Jeff Radebe. The two of them have managed to stick it out pretty much in government paid positions from day one. Because Blade is back in transport. I mean, what a boring portfolio. I suppose let's have him there rather than anywhere else. And just finally, the only one that's, it's interesting, Praveen is in public enterprises, which a lot of people thought was going to happen. I feel that he's going to clean house there. That guy takes no shit. And then another guy who takes no shit is Becky Cele, who's Minister of Police. So he comes back in. Stomach in, chest out.
But wasn't he meant to be... he was taken away from police because a lot of gangsters wanted him dead?
Well, that's why he's back. He's fearless. This guy is pretty much... if you want someone who doesn't give a shit about criminals,
it's him.
He was the one who reorganized the police so that it was more militaristic. People didn't like that. He was the one who said shoot to kill. He was the one who said stomach in, chest out, his policemen are too fat. So the guy is a firebrand. let's see what happens. And the other one that they brought in, who they're going to have to swear in today, is Zweli Mkhize in Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. So there we go. Anybody you're excited about? I mean, do you care about this?
No.
Do you think
no.
it's... Come on.
No.
Jeff Radebe, by the way, is in energy now. So we'll see what happens there. All right. Okay. That's enough to think about for one day. And Cyril was... There was obviously some fighting going on. There was a bit of a power struggle last night, because apparently, and you never know who to believe here, but Julius is usually on the money, there was some kind of argument just before the press conference was meant to launch, and then there was suddenly some bun fighting and some jockeying for this and that position, and there needed to be compromise. That's why it started half an hour late, because I was listening to it live. And I was like, why is this guy, Cyril, why is he starting late? That was what the previous dude did.
Yes.
I saw a great tweet saying, how are we meant to wake up for the walk in the morning if this is going on for so late?
Exactly, correct. You know.
Oh. Anyway. So, I mean, don't get all excited, because that would be childish and naive, but don't judge these guys until they've all got it. And I mean, the ones that have been there forever, like Jeff Radebe, you could pretty much judge nothing serious will happen, because, you know, what's going to happen?
But we judge all politicians, Gareth.
Who's the Minister of Justice? Does anybody know?
Oh, okay.
Who's the Minister of Justice? Because I don't see much going on there. Have they changed that portfolio?
But what does a Minister of Justice do? Do they work
well,
with
they
the
run
NPA?
The whole, no, they run the whole judiciary. I mean, the NPA falls under them. The whole legal practitioner, the whole legal practice, rather, judges. Who's the Minister of Justice?
I am also not seeing it on my list here. That is very odd.
Well, that's kind of an important portfolio. In every
kind
country.
Of, sort of.
Oh, so I don't know what's going on there. I mean, maybe they've rolled that into another one. But still, if I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? Then 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Still 23 ministries. It's too many. We don't need so many ministers. And I'm not even seeing some of them. The fired ones are Fikile, Faith, Mzibenzi, Des, Lynn. Thank God. Lynn Brown. Jesus. Sooner we can get rid of that woman. And can she please, now that she's got some time on her hands, learn to brush her hair. Bongani Bongo, Hlengiwe Mkhize, Nkosinathi Nhleko and David Mahlobo, as well as Joe Masangani, all out. All right. Well, there we go. Anthea says, interestingly enough, she was retweeting the Reserve Bank. Many South Africans wonder if the 10-cent and 20-cent pieces are still legal tender. They are and should be accepted as payment for goods and services. However, there are limits as to how many coins could be used by transaction. Did you know about that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, so the Reserve Bank telling people, because a lot of people are saying, well, 10-cent and 20-cent coins are worthless. They're not. They're still worth what they say they are, and you can still use them. But I didn't know this. There are limits as to how many coins could be used per transaction. So if you can pay someone 1,000 rand in 10-cent coins, I mean, not only do you have a huge sense of humor, but I don't know if it's entirely, you know, legit. And then she says, Anthea, and if you think you're being smart and wanting to melt the coins down to realize the value of the metal, remember, it's illegal to destroy coins and paper money. And then she says something I didn't expect to hear from her, Anthea. Another good reason for cryptocurrency.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a shock.
That's a shock coming from Anthea.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens, though. And obviously the ones that everyone's excited about, including Ranjeni Moonsami, who's been talking about it, is the positions that Nhlanhla Nene and Pravin Gordhan will reoccupy. So let's see what happens. Anyway, it's time for the news, and I've kind of taken all the cabinet minister stuff out of the news for you, Mubs, but if there's stuff you want to add in there, go for it. What are the five things we need to know this morning?
Well, you know what? It's not just us shuffling things around, Gareth, because Saudi Arabia had their own little reshuffle in top military posts.
Yes.
And for the first time in the history of the conservative nation, a whole woman
A whole woman?
A whole woman, Ben, has been given a position as one of the deputy ministers. Of course, this is historical for that
That's
place.
Amazing.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman reshuffled some of the kingdom's top military officers and several deputy ministers yesterday.
Is she allowed to sit with the rest of them?
I mean, I would...
Well, I think after she's brought in the tea and cakes, yeah.
Well, yeah. Maybe baby steps for them. Who knows? When do their women start being allowed onto the roads?
Oh.
I think it's this year.
Sometime, but don't hold your breath.
It's later this year.
I think next year was the official thing.
And then I think a few weeks back, it was announced that they're now also going to be allowed to attend soccer games.
Right.
So baby steps for them, but yes, a whole woman now in the position as a deputy minister in Saudi Arabia. So it's happening all over the place, guys. All right, and then former Gupta-owned media company TNA, they appear to have run into some trouble. Their employees were complaining yesterday that they have not been paid. These are all Gupta-linked companies. Remember last week I was telling you about the miners who were worried that they were not going to get paid? Well, yeah, journalists at ANN7 and the New Age.
Hang on a second. Why isn't Jimmy paying them?
I don't know, Ben.
Because Jimmy doesn't have any money.
But Jimmy's in charge there. He was the guy who... He's the big-time businessman who's in charge of that, isn't he?
Well, no.
What are you talking about, Ben? Are you trying to make it seem that Jimmy Money is an unsavory character?
Well, Gareth, he made the big investment in 887. He got the title share, didn't he?
So the journalists at the TV station, as well as at the newspaper, they are told... Africa News Agency that their bosses claimed a technical problem was to blame for them not being paid yesterday. Mm. It comes after MultiChoice announced that they are going to be dropping ANN7 from its bouquet as of August. Journalists said that the situation was causing them a lot of stress, I am sure. End of the month, bills to pay, the bank doesn't care. And they were considering downing tools. So in August 2017, the Gupta family sold the media house to Mzwanele Manyu. You stop calling him Jimmy, Ben. How dare you? Stop it.
Sorry.
He
I was right, though. So why isn't he paying them? Let's get back to that.
Okay, well, he could not be reached for comment, Ben, on the failure of these salaries being paid. He was just not available.
What do you mean not reached? He's in communications and broadcasting. What?
I know, but people tried to get a hold of him to get a comment on this particular story, and they're saying that he could not be reached.
Yeah, he's a cash converter, selling crap, pay wages. Well, he better be.
Okay. The Automobile Association have said that the petrol price is going to go down as of next month. 38 cents a litre for petrol and 47 cents a litre for diesel. We always love hearing that. And then SARS has collected. Does anybody want to take a guess at how much SARS have collected in tax revenue so far?
Tell us.
R1 trillion,
okay.
Gareth.
Then they've done all right.
But they're saying that this is still below the 1.2 trillion target, which was set by Treasury in the budget speech. So
look, assholes, you should be glad with whatever you pulled in, all right?
Yesterday, SARS Commissioner Tom Moyani said that he is confident the tax authority will reach their target by March the 29th. So just a little under a month to go for them to reach their target. But so far, they've already collected R1 trillion from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, us.
Yeah, we're so excited. I'm so glad. I love hearing when SARS do a good job. It makes me so happy. But I don't think that... they're anywhere near what they would have collected if they hadn't had Tom Moyani there, because clearly their numbers have gone down, right? I mean, they're not pulling out as much tax, and there's a lot of people who are holding tax back. There are a lot of people saying, well, why should we be paying for that government, you know, that Jacob Zuma had? Remember, this was all in the previous tax year. So just, you know, you got to watch it. You got to watch these guys in SARS like a hawk. Dodgy bastards.
Yep, that's it.
So they brought in how much? R1 trillion.
So far.
That's not a bad payday.
Mm-mm.
You see, that's money they've taken off of you and me.
Yes.
Oh, let's not forget. Never anybody says the government paid for. No. Come on, say it for me, Gwede. Come on, I know you want to. Where's Gwede Mantashe when you need him, huh? Say it.
No.
No, it's money that you gave to the government that the government then take and give to various departments. And if they're running efficiently, it gets things done. If they're not running efficiently, it gets stolen. But maybe there are a couple of these cabinet ministers who won't tolerate that in their departments. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you, Mabali Moloi. That is a look at the five things you need to know this morning. Let's take a quick cryptocurrency look, and then we'll get to Ben in the sport. By the way, speaking of cryptocurrency, Run is coming in today. Run Noinera is going to pop by and tell us all about crypto. He's been all over the world lately. He's been taking bets with Vinny Lingham. He's going to admit that Vinny's the oracle if Bitcoin drops to 8,000. Vinny's got to admit that Run is the oracle if it goes above that. It's just all very crazy at the moment. So Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,318.96. Ethereum, $872.33. What else do you care about? Ripple at 0.928. And you care about Ethereum Classic and Bitcoin Cash? What about those?
Not really.
Not really. Let's leave them out. Monero, just for those who are interested, $289.96. That's a quick, very brief pause to check in on the cryptos. And let's go to Ben. People have been hungry for some sports since Ben wasn't here yesterday. And here he is, fresh from a weekend of golf and running.
Yes, indeed, Gareth. So it was obviously the end of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I was very sad about that, actually.
I watched so much back-to-back curling over the weekend.
I watched, was it Friday night? I saw them doing that uphill skiing. So it was yesterday.
Cross country stuff.
The day before yesterday. Yeah, where they go up, they walk uphill like a duck. That's bloody hard to do.
Yeah, very, very hard to do. But how about the American curling team? Against all odds, they came through. They beat the Canadians, then they beat the Swedish in the final.
Did you see that the Simpsons predicted that?
The American curling team?
No, the Simpsons in an episode predicted where Marge and Homer were on the American curling team, that they beat the Swedes and the Canadians, which is precisely the order that it happened.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Absolutely amazing.
Telling you, we got to watch The Simpsons for the next thing that's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, for sure. So, unfortunately, that's all done now. But we can only look forward to 1,438 days' time until the Winter Olympics is back in Beijing.
Oh, dear.
It's amazing. Beijing Winter Olympics, 1,438 days. But tell you what's a little bit closer. 36 days until...
Tell us.
Commonwealth Games.
All right.
Yay.
Yes, yay.
Yay. So, well, obviously who's not there is Wade van Niekerk, because he decided, him and his manager, who should have been fired a long time ago, decided to go play touch rugby and then went his knee. Now, Edwin Moses, who is a two-time gold medalist in the Olympics, said this was just a knucklehead move by the SA sprinter. It's one of the stupidest things in the whole world he could have possibly done. And he won't be at the Commonwealth Games, unfortunately. But speaking of really big stars, tonight is the Laureus Awards.
Okay, now so what is the Laureus Awards?
The Laureus Awards is like the...
You always see it's in Monte Carlo.
It's like the Oscars of sport. It's like if you win a Laureus, then it's like the big deal. You get the little gold statue. Mm-hmm. You get to hang out with really posh people. And you just feel like you're really, really important for at least the night. So it's taking place in Monaco. And
how do you get an invite to that?
Well, Gareth, you just got to be very, very important. Just so important. Right. Hugely important.
Gary Player go?
Of course, yeah. I mean...
What, you mean that's not beneath him?
Well, no. This is like the pinnacle of sport. And he has to go and show and keep the pinnacle high.
Okay.
And that's why he's been from time to time.
All right.
So there'll be a variety of awards taking place tonight. But obviously, everyone really cares about who's going to be the sportsman of the world, of the year. World sportsman of the year.
Okay.
And the world sportswoman of the year.
All right.
That's how it's called, the Laureus World Sportswoman of the Year.
That's a big title.
So in the world, you'll be the sports star. So Ronaldo and Federer, they're nominated for the world's man sports person, along with Mo Farah, Chris Froome, Lewis Hamilton, and Rafael Nadal.
Rafael Nadal.
And in the women, Gabi Muguruza, she'll be with Casa Semenya, Serena Williams, Alison Felix, Katie Ledecky, and Michaela Schifrin. You can ask me about any of those people, I'll tell you exactly who they are.
All right.
Okay, that Schifrin one.
Skier.
Casa Semenya.
Runner.
Right.
South African lady.
Garbin Muguruza.
Tennis player.
Serena Williams.
Tennis player slash mother.
Slash mother.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
So those are the big, big nominees. And obviously there's the world team events. So the Springboks didn't make that one again. Surprise, surprise. But the French Davis Cup team. I mean, who cares about Davis Cup? NBA yeah, champions really. Golden State Warriors. Mercedes, obviously, because they are F1. New England Patriots, because Tom Brady's always on that vegan diet. I don't see it past that how important he is. And then New Zealand's America's Cup team. And then Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
But also there's the big comeback of the year. And this is always a great award because everyone loves a story in sport. And you got to think Roger Federer's comeback has been the biggest comeback. So he could not only win Sportsman of the Year, but he also may win World Comeback of the Year.
Hmm.
How about that?
That would be something. I mean, but this guy, he really is quite a machine.
Yeah, but he's just, he's that much of a nice guy. There's also the world's leading disability person of the year.
Yes.
The world action sports person of the year. The best sporting moment of the year. I mean, it's just so much going on here. So much going on here. And I'll give you all the results tomorrow, because let's be honest, you probably won't watch it tonight.
All right, Ben, thank you.
In football news, big announcement today which could overshadow the Laureus.
What?
How about that? Usain Bolt, on his Twitter account yesterday, said, "I have signed for a professional football team. I shall tell you tomorrow."
Huh.
Sundowns, obviously a South African football team, says they've got a big announcement for today.
That sounds interesting.
You put the two and two together, and you may just get a Jamaican sprinter. So the world's press, I mean, this is genius from Sundowns, if you're looking at like a marketing plan or whoever's thought this up. The world's press are now speculating heavily and therefore showing Sundowns, because he had the training session with Sundowns. So there's all this footage that's gone out into the atmosphere of Bolt in a Sundowns shirt. What an absolute dream marketing expedition
that's
this
very
is.
Very clever.
Very clever. So you'll find it today. He was meant to go try out with, I think, Borussia Dortmund in March, but he says he already signed for a team. So maybe Sundowns have already got him. That'd be weird. Imagine Usain Bolt lives in South Africa.
Yeah, well, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Sounds like everybody loves him. And, I mean, we know I'm a fan of his, so I'd love to have him here.
Everyone is a fan of his, guys.
Sure.
Morne Morkel has decided to call it a day on his career after the Australian series. Currently on 294 test wickets, Morkel has said, well, that's it. This is going to be the last one. There's a lot of factors here. I mean, is it because there's now players like Lungi and Ngidi coming through and his place isn't certainty anymore? Or is he's just bored? Because let's never rule out the fact that cricketers do become quite bored towards the end. And he might want to just have a different life. So, rightly, wrongly, I don't know, he's got more years, I don't know. I just think it's a good call, because you want to bow out when you're still decent. You don't want to be running in there and breaking down like an old car.
No.
So this will be it. Morne Morkel's final test series. It'll be four tests against the Aussies, starting in Durban. Sure, this weekend. Bloody exciting that is. And elsewhere, Gareth, well, you know, Arsenal's up shit creek again, and even less paddles than ever before. There's all this speculation about Thierry Henry maybe coming into the saviour role. Now, there's a couple of schools of thought here. My dad believes that he may have the Pep Guardiola touch of magic.
Mm.
I believe that Thierry Henry would be dumb to take the management role of Arsenal, because these guys are currently a bunch of losers. So now you've got to go in there, start your career with these guys who aren't going to do much. And let's be honest, Arsenal have got to have high expectations that you can finish in the top four. It's going to be top six at best. They're playing the Europa League for the next few seasons, whether they like it or not. And Thierry Henry is not going to change that. Of course, Arsenal got dicked in the Carabao Cup this last weekend.
You made that up.
No, it's the real name.
What's the Carabao Cup?
Energy drink. It's like the League Cup thing. So they were in the final at Wembley with Man City, and they got smashed 3-0. I mean, Claude and his mates were leaving with half an hour to go. They were outraged.
Claude.
Outraged. Outraged.
I think they should send Claude in there.
I think so too. I think Claude, and you know what? And he'll do it for 100 quid a week.
Mm.
He'll go in there, and I think he'll do a great job. But Arsene Wenger just continues to show he's lost the plot. I mean, Arsene Wenger was crapping on about the fact that more injury time wasn't played. You're 3-0 down, but what's really going to happen after 90 minutes, because the first 90 minutes you were so shit? That's like watching a Matthew Perry movie and going, no, I'm going to wait till the last 10 minutes because I'm sure it's going to all turn around. And actually, one of the officials said to him, why do you want more time? That's going to be one of the sporting lines of the year, when the official says, bud, you've just been hammered. You don't really want more time in the field, do you?
Well, that's one way to put it.
So funny. Big week of sport ahead. So big. There is so much to get into tomorrow. And actually, Arsenal do play Man City on Thursday, just to make it even more awkward for Arsene. He now has to play the unstoppable Man City in the league itself. So, catch you more sport tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Ben. There's a lot to think about, some stuff to chew on. There's no Said by Sia, because Sia's still on holiday. He'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, he's in the Bali.
He is in the Bali. Have you been paying attention to his social media at all?
Not at all.
Anyone?
Mm-mm.
No? All right, well, you guys, he's not going to be pleased to hear that.
Oh, no, he'll fill us in on everything, so it's fine. We won't...
oh, that's probably true.
We won't have missed out on anything.
No, well, the general rule is if you don't bring back presents, you don't care about your holiday.
No. If you don't bring back presents, we don't care about your holiday.
No, it's the standard HR rule. It's used in most companies, you see that.
Okay.
It's written on the walls next to the fire escape.
Wow. Nobody here ever brings back any presents, Ben. You need to let it go.
I did. Gareth did.
No, that's
a few
not
times.
True. Hang on. I think everybody brought presents. They were just boring in many situations. Like Lucas brought us those little carved things from Mozambique.
Yeah, that stayed in my pants.
Yeah. You brought me a souvenir from, where were you last?
You guys got stuff from Thailand. You got stuff
Thailand,
from somewhere else.
That's right. Yeah. You brought me something from there. No, so that you just forget about them, Bubs. So actually, you've just proven there's no point in bringing you presents.
Yeah.
But I'm fine with that.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get anything from Sia. Forget about it.
That's okay.
All right. People want to know, morning guys, wasn't Becky Taylor up for charges in fraud for buying some building? Yeah, I think he was. I don't know what happened there. Please give us a reminder of what Didi Mabuza is about. Just the highlights, Greg. Well, Greg, I'll tell you what. We'll do a proper investigation into him. Because that guy, there are people in the ANC are frightened of him. I mean, some people have disappeared mysteriously in Mpumalanga, and everyone's saying he's a lot more dangerous than just about anyone else, including Ace Magashule. Rest assured that the whole woman will be a member of the royal family. Status is everything. That's how they do it in Saudi. Oh, right. Yeah, she's a member of the royal family, I'm sure. All cabinet ministers have some connections to the royal family.
Nepotism is still very much highly favored in most places in the world.
Somebody here says, if something costs 19 rand 95 and you pay with a 20 rand, you don't get change. How many 5 cents are shops stealing?
No, you do get change.
Sometimes I get 10 cents back.
You get 10 cents back. Yeah. The shop gives you back more than what they're supposed to.
Yeah. All right. So they do that rounding down thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the reason why Batabile has so much power in the ANC Women's League is that she's a very violent drunk who scares the hell out of the other old gogos in the league.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
And she's still young enough to be able to, wield a whip.
Yeah. Guillermo says, good morning, guys. I've been part of a Lyft club, and I've been forced to listen to normal radio. It was killing me slowly. I'm glad to be back. Well, welcome back. Let's give him a round of applause.
It was killing me slowly.
Yeah, that's nice.
You said Lyft club, and I just imagine someone, clapping him into a baby seat.
Oh, Greg says that this is good. I didn't hear this when Cyril made his speech last night. Cyril mentioned the cutting of portfolios will come after review. So he's going to cut portfolios. I'm holding thumbs. Life is too short to have to mingle and socialize with people that bring nothing to the conversation. You will never meet again. My time is too important for idiots, Vaughn. So he's supporting Mabali and Ben when they say that they feel socializing can be very stressful.
Smart.
And then someone else saying, morning, everybody except Fikile Mbalula. Shame. You know, you got to watch that guy. He's been used to a certain kind of life, and now he's going to go back to obscurity.
Well, this is actually, I was thinking about this. The people that I really feel sorry for are the wives. Because, wives, they get used to a certain standard of living.
Oh, yes.
They become lazy because, they get spoiled.
Yep.
And shame. Now what are they going to do? Now they have to buy the cheap weaves instead of the really expensive ones.
Oh, honey, you're mean. You're mean to bring that up.
I mean...
It's true, though. What are they going to do?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of blue ticking in the next couple of weeks, huh? Mm.
I think he's going to probably unblock a whole bunch of people now. He needs everyone, right?
Let's see if he's still following me.
Oh, he was following you?
Yeah.
Wow, Ben.
Shame. What does it count for now?
No, but I mean, did the
Now Ben's being followed by some nobody.
Did you two never have an altercation on Twitter?
I always speak my mind on stuff, and I've written things about him when he was the sports minister.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. ANC elections chair, Fikile Mbalula, follows you.
So he still follows you, but he's not Minister for Call of Fear. Shaman, yeah. He was busy trying to talk about that problem in Ngobo yesterday. No, he wants to hear from him.
Well,
yesterday, if he'd known, maybe he would have made more of a fuss yesterday, you know, done a bit of a show.
Stomach in, chest out, back.
Yeah, he's back. In fact, I got to play that song, don't you think?
I feel like Becky's going to go into Engov and just start shooting people and ask questions later.
You know what? It might just happen, right?
He's kind of scary.
I wouldn't take any chances with Becky Kale. I'm telling you, that guy could be pretty vus. Don't you think he's exactly what you need in this country in a ministry of police, though? You need someone who's just totally unafraid. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to intimidate Becky Kale. Not even Didi Mabuza. Huh? I think he's tough as nails. All right, let me see if I can find Stomach in, Chest Out, because it's time we play that again. In the meantime, what we've got coming up in a little bit is some news. We'll check in with Ran Noinero. He's going to pop by with some cryptocurrency discussion. And then, just to make your morning even better, because we've got such a great lineup for you today, we've also got Jack Parrow and an interview that I recorded with him just last week. So if you're a fan of Jack Parrow, then that's just for you, and it's on the way in a short while. It's exciting stuff, because Jack, whenever he comes in here, he swore a lot. Man, I said to him, you know, you've been swearing a lot, and I didn't even want to point it out, because it kind of ruins the conversation. But man, was he swearing a lot. Because he was so relaxed. So I took it as a compliment. I wasn't upset with him at all. But I just thought I'd point it out, and then I almost wish I didn't.
Is he still thin?
Oh, yeah. No, he's despite all that brandy he drinks, he's actually in pretty good shape. All right, I'm going to see if I can get this Becky Kale in the meantime. And we've got some news on the way.
This is CliffCentral.com.